After West Virginia's voter ID law went into effect last year, an organization focused on increasing voter registration and voter turnout launched an initiative in the state to help people gain the proper identification. Spread the Vote is currently operating in 9 states, and it's not only given people the chance to vote, but a better chance in life. Voting, getting a job, buying a house, flying, staying in a hotel, all of these seemingly unconnected actions have one thing in common. You need some form of ID to do them. That doesn't sound like a huge requirement to most, but not everyone has an ID. As West Virginia Spread the Vote director Peshka Calloway points out, there are a ton of reasons someone might not have an official form of identification.
You know, we work with clients who have experienced house fires. We're looking to work with clients who've lost their vital documents in floods, you know, because we've seen a significant amount of floods here in West Virginia. So, you know, being able to respond to people who are in their most need, whether they, you know, lost their documents that way, or they lost their documents because they got lost or they got stolen.
Spread the Vote, which launched in West Virginia earlier this year, is launching a new initiative aiming to help those without IDs obtain the documents needed to get a federal ID. The initiative is called Project ID and currently has chapters in 6 different parts of West Virginia in an effort to cover as much ground as possible. Project ID takes clients and helps them figure out what documents they need and takes them through each step to acquire those documents. Project ID pays for the whole process. Calloway is passionate about the work. She says she's lost those important documents herself.
I've personally was impacted. I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and I left my abuser and left mine and my son's vital documents behind. And so I know the difficulty of trying to navigate the bureaucracy to try to prove who you are.
But the passion doesn't stop with Calloway. There are over 20 volunteers working across the state as part of Project ID. One of those volunteers is Rosemary Ketchum, the Northern Panhandle chapter leader. Ketchum says she loves the tangible difference she can see she is making when working with Project ID.
With Project ID, you can literally quantify in number the change you're making. You can say, I ordered 15 birth certificates and I have 12 IDs on their way. And that's real change in people's lives.
Calloway says getting an ID can open a ton of doors for a person who hasn't had one for a while.
You know, when I say I have a man who hasn't had a photo ID since 2013, think about that life, right? It's 2019. Think about all the years and all the barriers. I mean, he told me he couldn't get a bank account in his name. He hasn't been able to get a Greyhound bus pass because he doesn't have an ID. And so, you know, this life without it, people don't think about it until they lose it.
Project ID will be expanding with the launches of 2 new chapters in the coming weeks. A chapter in Huntington begins work on May 25th, and the Beckley chapter is scheduled to launch on June 3rd. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Corey Nollinger in Wheeling.